you know, Charlie
Long
Z.
Long Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest boxer of all time. Your host today, 80 wins, 0 losses, 51 knockouts. My 11th year in professional boxing, underground. Yeah, what can I say? I just want to announce that this is my last radio, Pound for Pound radio, you know, before my departure. No, this is not my last radio. I might do some radios in Ukraine. I'm later on, you know, like in a month or something. But, yeah, that's it. This is a done deal. This is it. I'm going to see my wife in person in a matter of days. She's so happy we Skype today. Yeah, yeah. Immediate photos will be on Facebook. Her on my lap, my wife Daria, and you know, people are going to say to believe it. Listen, I'm the greatest boxer that's ever wasted blood. Do I really have to prove that my wife, you know, is a supermodel, that I'm a former supermodel? Like, what's the surprise? You know, I'm the best boxer of all time. She's with me because she loves me as a person, not because of boxing. I'm just saying, I mean, look who I am. I'm fucking superstar, man. I'm champ, man. I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's just like, what the fuck? I got to... No, I'm just going to... Both of us want to post pictures together, you know, and make my header, you know, like me kissing her, you know, on my lap at our house, you know. I posted a picture of her at our house, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. So here's what I want to say. I beat the fuck out of that U.S. Marine, man. I destroyed him. I dismantled him. I crushed him. I annihilated him. I decimated him. I dissected him. I beat him so bad that that guy, I don't think he's ever going to want to lace his glove again. Yeah, he may continue, you know, being a Marine, and he may get deployed back to Afghanistan and shit like that, but I don't think he's ever going to want to box again. Well, maybe against somebody else, but not me. I'm telling you, them punches I hit him with, man, the 0-15, 0-17, man, those hooks, man, like I said, hey, listen, you haters, real shit. I got something to tell you. I got a lot to tell you, actually. I want every single one of you to listen. Now, you fucking retards talked a lot of shit about me. You doubted me. You sold me short. Everything that I've done, that I've physically done, that I've uploaded on YouTube, the beatdowns, the victories, you know all the great moments, you know, the glory, you know, being the champion, the greatest champion that's ever wasted gloves in the sport of boxing. I predicted all of this for myself. And you son of a bitch, you never gave me the chance to be the champ that I am today. For how do you feel now? I have a beautiful wife. Tomorrow is my eight-month anniversary with my wife, Daria. In a matter of days, she's going to be with me in person. Hey, I'm going to post pictures of her and my wife. Right? Hey, I'll show you clowns up when I beat that Marine. I'm going to show you up some more. Fucking retards, man. 80 wins or losses. That show like that doesn't happen by accident, man. 80 fucking victories or losses, man. That's the thing. You morons to think DeJean and Wilder beat me, must have ran out of your fucking meds. You haters need to contact your psychiatrist and ask, you know. Yeah, because DeJean got his ass beat by me. It was not my best win, not my best fight. But I beat his ass. I hit him in the head 3 times. I jabbed him 14 times. Listen, I beat him. Deontay Wilder, I rushed this motherfucker. This cocky piece of shit just like walks, steps over the ropes. He just walks in the ring, turns his head, looks right at me, and I just go, bam. And he threw also. We threw. That was incredible, man. That was like fucking collision, you know what I mean? Like, that proves right there. It's incredible. It's like a 6 foot, 160-pound guy going up against, okay, like in general, like a 6 foot, 160-pound guy going up against a 6'7", 230 pounder. Who do you think, who are you going to bet on? Probably the 6'7 guy, right? Not unless he's fighting Charlie Zelenoff. Now, Charlie Zelenoff is a goat. Yeah, if that was another 6 foot 160 pounder, oh man, that's he would get fucking killed by Wilder. But that was Charlie's name, man. You know, that's why Wilder got smashed. Yeah, and you haters are jealous, man. You're jealous. I got a beautiful wife. I'm undefeated. Hey, come on. Let me tell you something about respect. Real respect. Not this fucking bullshit. I'm not saying everybody on the internet. Listen, the people that like my fight against the Marine, hey, more power to you. God bless all of you. You know, for all of you that have a blessed 2016. You know, that's my wishes. You know, words to all of you that like my fight or fights that I win. I put all the hard work and way up the high level, the highest level that I perform at, and always come out on top. You know, for the people that appreciate my craft, what I do in boxing, what I've done for boxing, something that Ray Robinson, Ali, Tyson, Mayweather, Pacquiao, all of them combined cannot compare to Charlie Zelenov. Now, I heard there's a circus tomorrow. So let's see, who's wearing the red shoes? Red nose, the clown shoes, whatever. Mayweather, Pacquiao. Yeah, they wearing clown shoes to the wrestling ring. Listen, these morons, fake motherfuckers, man. You people are gonna. I'm telling you, man. You're gonna remember that crap is mainstream boxing. Man. Hey, Deontay Wilder, man, the so-called heavyweight champion, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, right? Okay, shouldn't beating him be like? Isn't that a bigger victory than beating like a midget like Pacquiao or Mayweather? Okay, if my left hook made Wilder literally fly to the other side of the ring, if I hit Pacquiao and Mayweather, they would get knocked out cold, man. What the fuck? Wilder nearly got knocked out cold. Okay, but as much as I hate Wilder and I think he's overrated, and I know he's overrated, I've been in the ring with him. I beat him. And then he cheap shot at me, but I won in the ring. No, he would hurt Mayweather and Pacquiao, and they both know that. Come on, they would never fight him. But I fought him, and I'm not that much heavier than them. Yeah, I got height and reach on them, but like weight-wise, I'm 160. They're what, 147? I'm not that much heavier than them. What, 13 pounds? Okay, but I got in the ring with Wilder, and I smashed him. You know what I'm saying? This fucking Joker, Sugar Ray Robinson, I saw his fucking bullshit fights. That guy's like, I saw he's nothing special at all, man. I'll kill that guy if he was still around. You know what I'm saying? If he was that good, why did he have so many losses? I'm 80 and up, man. Look, when it's all said and done, Charlie Zelenov is going to have 100 plus wins and zero losses. Okay? Listen, this world will remember who the GOAT is, and that's me. That shirt they made, I mean, let me tell you, when that shirt came out, there was plenty of fucking delusional, retarded fuckheads saying, oh, but I can make a shirt like that, too. Hey, can you win 80 fights without losing? Yeah? Can you snap Deontay Wilder's jaw with one punch in the ring? Did you run Chuck Liddell off the street? Let's see. 6'6" Angle John. Did you one shot 6'6", 260, 270-pound heavyweight with one punch? All right. Kevin Wilkins, 7 uppercuts. Hit the guy 4 times in 1 second. Did you do that? Yeah? You can do that too? I don't think so. No. Jules Waller, mainstream MMA, TV heavyweight. Oh, another TV fighter, see? There you go. Flawless victory. I beat him so bad, I didn't even get hit. I called my wife right before. I said, baby, I'm about to have a title fight. I'm about to send my belt. Jules Wall. The guy was like 260, huge enough. The guy had 100 pounds on me, man. No, this guy, I'm serious. If you put Mayweather and Pacquiao, like, if you line them up together, like, Jules Wall is still bigger than both of them, like, put together. That's how, that guy was huge. Go watch my fight. I jabbed him. Literally, I bombed on him. 0.25, 0.26. I hit him with such a, man, that right hook to the body, boom, boom. I landed right left, man. I went off on him. I destroyed him. And then this motherfucker, he like kind of like rushed, like he like went forward, and I jab, jab, jab. It's just come on, man. And my fist explains that I'm the greatest. I don't have to explain anything. My fist back up what I say. Like what my words say, my fist back it up way more. Like my fist, like, you know what I'm saying? Like right now, undergroundboxingfederation.webs.com. Look at how many fights I've won. I literally physically won that many fights. 80 wins or losses. Now, my top 9 wins of the year. Well, I scored 9 wins in 4 months so far. I'm going to have more fights this year later when I'm back with my wife, Daria, from Ukraine. I don't know how long I'm going to be. I know exactly when I'm leaving. But my wife asked me not to tell anybody when I'm leaving. Yeah, very in a matter of days. Yeah, very soon. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I have to pack my stuff. I have to. I don't know. I'm not gonna have time to do another radio anytime soon. Hey, listen. I've said it all, and I've done it all. Mostly, I've done it all. I've backed up everything I said, and. Let me talk about respect. Hold on, I'm going to rank 9 wins right now. But before that, let me just tell you something about respect, right? Let me play a video. All right, you saw the video at the Grove where they got, all right, you got literally people, you know, buying coffee, whatever, you know, caramel, frappuccino, all that bullshit, you know what I mean? Yeah, I come in. I don't know. I'm not really a coffee person. Once in a while, you know, I drink coffee. Not my thing, really. I don't know. But anyway, I just come in there. There's like a big line. You all saw the video. It wasn't that day, but it was. They did it all the time. And I kept saying to these delusional haters, like, dude, they fucking put my name on coffee cups at the fucking store, the Grove, you know, and these fucking clowns start denying. They're like, well, what are you talking about? No, they don't. I'm like, they don't, really? Boom. Recorded on YouTube. It's like, how many more times can I expose these people? These people are fucking sick. I mean, fuck. I'm the greatest boxer of all time. You people are going to have to accept it, man. This is it, man. I'm number one. I don't give a fuck what you think about me as a person. My wife loves me. That's it. Her love is more than enough. I don't give a shit about your listen, there's no opinions here, okay? I beat a U.S. Marine, right? I'm the best boxer. I'm the best fighter in the world. Fighter, not just boxer. Best fighter in the world, okay? U.S. Marine. USMC logo on the back of his shirt. I punched that motherfucker so hard, he did a spaghetti dance, son. All right? Before you call me, shut the fuck up. No, what's in this? All right. But anyways, there's like a lot of people like in a line, right? I literally cut the line. No, not purposely. I come in, and you know that same guy that put Charlie Z, number 1 pound, the champ. As soon as he saw me, he's like, oh shit, the champ's here. Boom, gets the cup, puts it. Yeah, this is it. I don't even have to know. Literally, he's right there. Just getting a drink and everything. And there was like a bunch of people waiting in line, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's respect. That's a real fan. You know what I'm saying? Like some black guy nicknamed Smash, he comes up to me, right? And he starts literally playing on him. He was a fan of mine. He was like Charlie Lee, the goat, man. He gets his cell phone, him and his homie, and he starts playing the fight where I knocked out Floyd Mayweather Sr. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yo, man, let me get your signature, man. I'm like, here we go, man. Nike store, man. Nike store. You see what I'm saying? Hey, LeBron James. You hear that? Queen James. Listen up. Nike store, motherfucker. Sign an autograph for a fan. Who supports the Mayweathers? You. Fucking punk. K. Can't wait to see the Atlanta Hawks win at your podcast. NBA is on this. So listen, NBA, I'm above every single one of you. Every single one of you. Okay? I'm the best boxer in the world. Boxing is the most hardcore, you know, ruthless sport in the world. I mean, and not just to compete in it, you know, is an accomplishment. But to compete and win 80 out of 80 times, yeah, that's one hell of an accomplishment. But anyways, here's what I want to the video. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, real-life fans, like, they're like, well, the security, man. Listen to this.
Charlie B's a chat, man. Who's going to talk to us? Undefeated Charlie B, man.
Yeah, see, that's real, man. That's on video. That's security at the Grove, man. Yeah, but that guy, he's not the head of security. He's just regular security. No, he's the homie, yeah. See, he said Charlie B's a champ. Now, listen to this. My fan Terrell. Yeah. There's no haters. Yeah. See, that's respect. See, there's no sarcasm. There's no, oh, I'm gonna go create a screen name on fucking YouTube or fucking whatever, Facebook, and I'm gonna go message Charlie Zelenoff and I'm gonna, you know, blah, 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 and all that. You know, no. I'm sorry, but I'm not sold. You know, I finished you people, you understand? I gave you motherfuckers two funerals, maybe even three. You know, I crushed you people, man. Yeah. I mean, for all the shit talking, I mean, how did it feel watching me beat all these TV guys? Not just TV guys, the U.S. Marines, that was my best win. Derek the Giant. Oh, when I went to that haymaker on Derek the Giant's jaw, man, how did it feel? How are you going to feel when you see my wife on my lap and the pictures are on Facebook? How are you going to feel, huh? When she's on my lap, huh? How are you going to feel? What are you people going to do? No, it's just like, fuck. I can't, like, believe it. No, I mean, I understand it. You know, that's just the way the world works. I mean, you're not going to have everybody supporting you. I mean, everybody got haters. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, okay. But, dude, these people were, like, they were supporting Chuck Liddell on these message boards, right? And they were dissing me and banning me. And I see Chuck Liddell, and I run him off the street. They were supporting Deontay Wilder. Talking shit about me, I beat Deontay Wilder. I mean, come on, these people are fucking these message. I'm talking about these message board haters. These guys are mentally ill. They literally all of them. They're not normal. That they have. Listen, these people. They don't have any wives. They don't have any girlfriends. They don't have any fiancés. They've never ever seen any kind of battle. Listen, you're talking to a guy who knocked out. I've knocked out a murderer. I beat a Marine on video. Now, me beating a U.S. Marine, doesn't that validate that I knocked out a murderer? See, now you believe it, right? See, there you go. Teardrop. Yeah, teardrop from Chicago, convicted of murder, did prison time. Came out of prison, fought Charlie Zelenoff, got knocked the fuck out by Charlie Zelenoff. Yeah, you can't doubt that kind of shit. You understand? I don't care what you think of me as a person. I do not care. But as a boxer, it is a fact, a fucking fact, that I'm the greatest. That's a fact. There's facts and opinions. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. True. But there's no longer any more fucking opinions here. It's a fucking fact. I am the greatest. And that's it. Hell, even I didn't know I was going to become this goddamn strong. I mean, I always knew that I'm the best, and I knew I had the potential, you know, to be the best. But to be this good, shit, you know, yeah, I'm blessed. You know, thank you, Jesus Christ. Man, that's all I can say. And right here. Now, delusional haters, well, listen to this.
Oh, that's correct. Take a look. Charlie B. Number one,
Now he's a real fan. You see, he's really getting a permanent marker, a cup, and you know, cups that people buy, and he's putting Charlie Z number one pound. Now that's real. You understand? I sign autographs for people, and people come up to me, they take photos of me, Charlie Z, the GOAT. I'm saying what I'm trying to say here. I'm not bragging that I have all these fans. I'm just trying to explain that in real life, it's a complete 360. You know what I mean? I got way more fans than haters. In real life, what haters? Real life haters get knocked out in real life. Michael Barsky, Jason Urbiski, Deontay Wilder, all these guys got smashed. Derek the Giant, Dejan Daniels. I beat all their asses. Yeah, my opponents were real life haters. You know what I mean? Yeah, but these are like, oh, yeah, come on. Trolls, yeah, these guys are fucking sick in the head, man. These people, they need help, man. You know what I mean? And clowns like, and these trolls, Stacey Goodson, Frank Stea, you know, what do these retards have to say now? I beat a U.S. Marine. You know what I'm saying? I hit the guy, he did spaghetti dance, man. Spaghetti legs, man. Yeah, what the fuck? This fucking moron, Stacey Goodson, hyped this fucking clown, Delray Reigns. He staged this fight. This Delray Reigns is literally one of the worst boxers I've ever witnessed in my life. I beat Deontay Wilder. I sent him the fight. I said, hey, what's that clown? I'm like, he sold me short. I'm like, well, look at me today. Look at you today, motherfucker. Nobody fucking knows you exist on this planet. I'm like, I'm number one pound for pound. I'm like, I punched Deontay Wilder and nearly knocked him out of the ring. Imagine if I punched you right now, what would happen to you? Yeah, you'd be fucking disabled. I told him this. I told Delray, I messaged him on Facebook, like, I don't know, like 5-6 months ago. I messaged him, and I sent him the fight with Deontay Wilder, and he's like, yeah, I've seen it. He's like, I tell somebody, he's like, show it to somebody, who cares? And he's basically given the I don't care excuse now, meaning he has nothing to say, and this is it, man. I finished off these motherfuckers, man. Packing my stuff tomorrow, and not leaving tomorrow, but you know, I'm leaving very soon. Like I said, my wife told me not to tell anybody weddings I'm leaving, and that's true. It's our personal business, but I will post pictures, immediate pictures, as soon as I get to the house, our house, where we live at. I'm going to post pictures of me and her in Ukraine. Nah, I might do a radio when I'm in Ukraine. I don't know. If she won't, I'll ask my wife. I'll be like, baby, can I do a boxing radio for the fans? You know, if she says yes, then I'll do it. And if she says no, then I won't do it. But yeah, she's that's grown a while. She listens to me, you know. Everything I tell her, she knows. But everything I tell her, you know, baby, you're going to be home this time of day. Whatever, she's not 1 second away. She's home that time. You know what I'm saying? She listens to her husband, Charlie Zelenoff. Yeah, what can I say, man? I'm ready. I'm ready, you know, to be a dad and everything. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm more than ready. I've been waiting for this for such a long time. It's surreal. It's surreal to be married to such a beautiful woman, and I've always deserved it, and I've been having it for 8 months, and now I'm literally physically, you know, holding my arms, and you know, make some nice babies with her. But I will continue boxing, and when I get to 100, alright, I'm going to retire temporarily. Maybe for like a year, tops. A year. 1 year, maybe even less than a year. Like 8, 9, 10 months a year, but I'll be back. Yeah, because I'm 26. I'm about to be 27 soon. But I'm still 26. Come on. I mean, yeah, 100-0 is it's an incredible record that nobody will ever surpass. But why not 150-0? Why not 170? Hell, why not 200? Dude, at the rate I'm going, I won 4 fights in January. If okay, let's say I decide to fight 4 times, 3-4 times every single month. Every single month, 3-4 wins. 3-4 wins against Marines, boxers, kickboxers, MMA fighters every month. 120. Yeah, it's going to be a lot more than that. I mean, do the math. Yeah, it's about time I get a break. What the fuck? January. I start the year, I beat the shit out of Southpaw Sill. Right here, Southpaw Sill. Skilled boxer, Southpaw. Much better fighter than Mayweather and Pacquiao. He would definitely knock both of them out. 175 pounder. It's on YouTube. I beat the shit out of him. You know, listen, he had very good defense, you know. He wasn't that easy to hit, but hey, listen, that jab, jabbing in body and chest, stomach, and I even switched southpaw, and I hit southpaw, listen to this, I switched southpaw, and I hit southpaw Sill right in the face, wow, popped him right in the face, best punch of the fight, I beat his ass, and that was a very good one. Got some top level opponent. That motherfucker had great defense. I mean, listen, and all these sick haters would be like, "Oh, you're punching a Bob. Oh, let's see you hit a moving target. Moving target. That, yeah. You clowns will definitely not. You clowns will definitely not touch Southpaw Sill. Mayweather wouldn't touch it. Dude, that guy would put Mayweather to sleep. He's 175. Dude got some power, speed, skill. That guy was putting Mayweather to sleep. But Charlie Zelenoff embarrassed him. Because that's Charlie Zelenoff, greatest of all time. Oh, I saw him again. Yeah, I seen him at Target. I was just like, I went to Target and I don't know, bought some video games and shit. I seen Southpaw Sill. I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck am I? Isn't that the guy that I beat a few days ago? I come up to him. I'm like, wait, I boxed you a few days. I'm like, I beat you, man. And he's like, yeah, what's up? And then I told him, I'm like, I'm like, I fucked you up, man. I'm like, yeah, you did pretty good. You know, you're pretty, you know, I'm not going to say competitive, but, you know, you did good. I'm like, you did good. You know, I'm like, I really annihilated everybody. You know, you did all right. And he said, I told him, like, I won. He's like, yeah, you did. So since he was gracious in defeat, that's why I'm giving him credit. You know what I mean? There you go. Yeah, definitely top 5 pound fighter as well, but not in my caliber. Hey, he had his chance, and he lost. Now, right after that, win number 73, I beat a jiu-jitsu fighter. Now, that was a boxing clinic, something that Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, these overrated actors cannot compare when I beat that jiu-jitsu fighter. The win after that, one of my favorite wins of all time, when I beat the fuck out of that 185-pound UFC TV fighter. I hit that guy in the head 10 times, rapid, bow, 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 bow. It's all on video. I go outside, 75, gangbanger, one punch, boom, 75 and out. 76, Jacob, big-ass 200-pound MMA fighter, and Jake, come on, you all know, you all saw the fight with Jacob. Yeah, that was, I outboxed him, and then the left hook, that haymaker I hit him with in the end, dude. Yeah, like, I hit him in the eye. If I connected on the jaw like that, he would have went to sleep. But the bottom line is, I get the job done, I win. KO, TKO, points, whatever the fuck. W is a W. I got 8 of them. Now, 77, another mainstream bitch gets fucked up by the goat. K1, this dude starts saying, my name is Mansfield, all this shit, 250-pounder, and this guy would knock both of the Klitschko's out. Huge motherfucker. I punched this guy in the cheekbone. He quit. I'm telling you, I hit him in the cheekbone, not full power, I just boned, just attacking the cheekbone, the face. He quit right away. K1 kickboxer. There you go, 77-0. 20 minutes later, 205 pounder. Did I jab and he flew away? 78-0. 2 wins. What are we, 2? I go to the gym and I beat 2 guys physically. I mean, come on. Yeah, there's what is this? It's like throwback days of more like once in a lifetime days, man. In these so-called throwback days, I don't remember any. I don't, you know, there was never a fighter that fought this often, that punched this hard, that punched this fast, that, you know, got, you know, 3-4 wins a month. You know, come on, the competition I'm facing, being super heavyweight boxers weighing 160 pounds, beating U.S. Marines. Come on, you kidding me, man? You can't underrate the GOAT, man. You just can't do it. It's just, and like I said, you heard the videos. See, all right, this right here. Hey, see, haters are delusional. See, go to the Grove, man. Ask that guy who he thinks is the greatest of all time. You go ask him. You fucking retards, man. You goddamn clowns, man. Hey, he said he tried. You motherfucker said you want to ruin me? Really? Who ruined who, huh? Who ruined who? Exactly. Yeah, you can't fuck with Charlie Zane, man. We're number 79. This fucking cocky kickboxer. Always underground kickboxer. 6'4 heavyweight. You understand? He looked like Lennox Lewis. Oh, man, I would fucking destroy Lennox Lewis. This guy would crush Lennox Lewis. He was in his 20s. Lennox Lewis is some old fat sack of shit, man. Garbage, man. Yeah, this guy was 6'4", 210 pounds, heavyweight. I hit this guy one time in the jaw. This is it. Fight was over, right? Quit on the spot. Hit him bare knuckle. Yeah, because, you know, he started, like, he started running his mouth, kind of, you know. He tried to like shadow box and shit like that, in my face. He didn't hit me. He just, like, I'm like, what the fuck? I just popped it on my bone. And I'm like, you want to continue this? And he's like, no, man. That's it. Yeah, I didn't even hit him that hard. I just tagged him just like regularly, just bones, tagged him in the jaw, and we got quit. 79, no. Win number 80. Charlie Zone on Beef US Marine. See, I mean, 80 no now. I'm not done yet. Who would have given me the chance to win this many fights? Who would have given me the chance to put so many documented videos of me beating, of me whooping that much ass, man? You fucking delusional haters, man. You psychopath fucking sick motherfuckers, man. In a few days, I'm going to be holding my wife in my arms, and you motherfuckers are going to be holding a mouse and typing on a goddamn keyboard, typing the same goddamn bullshit, meaningless bullshit that you type every fucking day. You motherfuckers are going to go to the grave. Doing literally what you're no. What I mean is, when you go to the grave, you're gonna go without accomplishing a single thing. And what I've accomplished, there will never be another fighter on this fucking planet that will ever come 0.1% to what I've done. Nobody. When it's all said and done, when I'm after 100 and 0, when I come back, when I, you know, get to 101 and 0, 102, 103, when it's literally all said and done, when I'm like, all right, this is it, I'm going to hang him up as we go. I'm telling you, years are going to pass. A decade will pass. 2 decades will pass. 3 decades will pass. Decades will pass. Millenniums will pass. Fucking centuries will fucking pass. And there will never, ever, ever be another Charlie Zelenoff. Mark my words. Mark my words. Never. The power, the speed, unmatched. I get a U.S. Marine, and I hit him with that left hook in the head. I'm just wondering what went through your fucking minds, you sick haters. You goddamn morons. Fucking retards, man. Oh, sir, he people, Yeah, you people need some help, man. You know, it's like all the shit you talked about me, it's actually true about you. I'm the fucking pound-for-pound greatest boxer of all time, man. I'm beating the shit out of everybody. You know what I mean? I'm number one pound-for-pound, man. You people are fucking retarded. Yeah, you haters are fucking crazy. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. Look at this, man. I'll play one more time for you.
What? Tony B?
Go to the Grove. I'm not sure he still works there, but then I believe me, there's plenty of people there to support me. He's not the only one. Yeah, you just go to the Grove and ask somebody, like, what do you think? You know, mention my name, Charlie Zelenoff. You're going to hear a completely different opinion than what you read on these internet forums. And message to Bass Rutten. He was talking some shit after I beat Deontay Wilder. Hey, Bass, you're not world class. You're a fucking clown. If I hit, hey, Bass Rutten, if I hit you in the jaw, you'd be hospitalized, son. Your MMA ground game would not work against me. In a boxing match, you would not have a chance. I snapped Deontay Wilder's jaw. You are a fucking clown. You're garbage. You're shit. You're nothing. You're zero. That's it. If I hit you one time like I hit these guys, Jacob, and Marine, Wilder, you would be fucking comatose. Bastard. Who the fuck is that moron, man? Fucking nobody. No name. Clown. Yeah, let him type in the Charlie Lee versus Derek the Giant, man. Fucking 300-pound power puncher, man. Son of a bitch, fucking 6'4", 300 pounds, man. I outboxed him, I beat the shit out of him. My fucking jab was backing him up like he was fucking 100 pounds, man. My jab was backing him up, man. This motherfucker's 300 pounds, man. This guy was fucking kill bastard, man. I hit Derek the Giant with a haymaker, his goddamn head nearly flew the fuck off, man. Literally, it's on video, man. I posted so many replays of that fight, man. It was my best one for a while until I topped it, and then I beat that Marine. Yeah, no. Put on this fight. My favorite. When I beat the U.S. Marine.
Shit. The Marine. Motherfucker nearly got knocked out. Charlie Zelenoff beat a U.S. Marine. And the haters are delusional. 80-0.